Hello and welcome to What's New in Azure Podcast, your daily dose of short, crisp, and useful Azure updates. This is episode number 5, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about backup for Azure files. This feature is in public preview as of February 21st, 2018. We all know Azure Files is an Azure-based file share solution with support for SMB protocol. And we also know that Azure Backup was available for Azure VMs, on-premise VMs, and also for SQL VMs. I think it's still in preview. But for now, we also have Azure Files added to the list of sources which Azure Backup supports. Some of the key features for backup for Azure Files are it lets you discover all your unprotected files at once, and you can apply a policy for all of them at once. And the other thing is, if you want to backup at scale, that is, you want to backup multiple file shares at once, you could do so as well. And the other advantage is you can schedule the backups once, and the backup automatically takes care of, you know, taking the backup at a periodic time, and also it deletes it once the retention period is complete. The other advantage is that if you need to pick and choose the files that you want from a specific restore point, you could do that from Azure portal itself. And some of the other benefits of this is you don't need any infrastructure to manage this. Like, for example, you don't need to install any VM agents in order to enable the solution. For Azure Backup for Azure Files, it's completely zero infrastructure. And also, it gives you one single pane of glass to manage all your backup solutions. Like I mentioned before, you can backup your Azure SQL servers, that's in preview. You can backup your Azure VMs and your on-premise VMs as well as Azure Files. And the last advantage is you could do all this and you can recover files as well from the Azure portal directly. That's all for today. I'll see you again in the next episode of What's New in Azure Podcast. Thank you for listening.